patterns are set, and I never claim you were mine. Just if we were words, we would rhyme. Make the process within 27 days, delivery free. Send me round the globe and back again to you a flower. Wheels come off and hobble over to the next replacement of choice. But you were the sentence that gave me a voice. Now I cry as we by the by. I suspect you'd ask me to keep it discreet. So I'll sing a song of deceit. And I'd never claim you were mine. Just if we were words, you would rhyme. If we were words, we would rhyme.
Folks, I'm so excited to be able to say this. We're live tonight. It is now 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Rue. Finally, back live in the studio. I'm fiddling around with the buttons as we speak. It's just, you know, press stuff. It's so good to be able to do this again in person. I've been away for a little while now, actually, almost 2 months to the day. And I've been away, I've been visiting family and all of that, quite far away from Kingston. So I'm really, really happy to be back in this little basement studio on this chilly day. I've missed everything, all of this stuff. Really pleased to just be here, be with you guys. If you're joining me for the first time, then it's you and me both. We're both here after a really, really long time. Some people forever, some people like me after 2 months. But CFRC is British and Irish Music Show. That's what's happening right now. Yellow Brick Road. I'm your host, Rue, back after a really long time, like I said. And, you know, I've got great new releases for you tonight, as I do every week. Brand new music from out of the UK and Ireland. And, you know, while I'm feeling nostalgic, I don't want to waste any more time. Let's talk about the music. I decided to kick off this evening's show with a bit of some music by Griff Rees, who, if you've listened to the show, you know I absolutely love. This was from his 2011 album, Hotel Shampoo, which is an album that I have been struggling to find anywhere. But a friend of mine kind of helped me source it direct from the source. So Jazz, friend of the show, who you've heard really on radio with us, you know, talking to us about the Welsh Music Prize back in December, and a lot of other stuff, a good friend of mine as well, sent me in a copy, which means finally, this album, which isn't available pretty much anywhere, is finally on, you know, in my hands and on our airways as well. We heard the song If We Were Words, We Would Rhyme, just a really sweet song from his album that's kind of, you know, inspired by going on tour for many years, collecting, accidentally hoarding, whatever you want to call it, a lot of kind of hotel shampoos, conditioners, the creams, all that stuff. If you've ever been in a sort of hotel bathroom, you've known this because you've wanted to nick them too. So he had all these bottles, And each one of them kind of reminded him of something, a little memory. And he just decided to turn them all into an album. And that's what this was, a great album. And this was one of the songs on it. But moving on to new releases that we're really looking forward to and, you know, new stuff that's happening in British and Irish music, I've got a brand new single by the hard rock metal band Skunk Anansie. They're back and making music again. It's been a little while since they've done that. You know, we heard a few singles over the years. There were, I think, two back in 2022. I don't know if these are necessarily going to be on an upcoming album. They were the songs Piggy and Can't Take You Anywhere. Really kind of nice, really metal, groovy songs as well. But the band have been pretty quiet since. But they've said that they are back. And this new single that they've just put out is a surprising first taste, they say, of what's to come from them in 2025. The song's called An Artist Is An Artist. And, you know, it means that they're definitely working on new music. And they are going out on tour as well this year, although it's all in the UK and stuff. But they say that it's going to be a full band production. So we know that the wheels are rolling again. That's what we like to see. And this single, they say, is sort of them stripping down to kind of their raw roots, you know, their kind of hard rock metal roots. So we'll see what direction the album takes over the next year. Find them at skunkanansie.com. And then Central Cee, one of the UK's most successful new rappers, one of the first to chart internationally, particularly in the US, you know, has been kind of doing this all on the back of singles and mixtapes. You know, as big as he is, he had that song Sprinter with Dave, which was really big, kind of topped the charts in the US as well, which is unusual for British rap. It's kind of not been as widely accepted over there. It has been in the UK and maybe to an extent in Canada as well, but not there for sure. It's all been singles and mixtapes, but now he's finally announced his debut album. Love the title, Can't Rush Greatness. That's coming out this Friday, 24th of January. And he says it's kind of new territory for him. It was a new experience actually working in a studio because he was doing the mixtapes all in the same house he grew up in. And he said he feels like they're actual musicians now, you know. He's like, man's a musician. And, you know, they went in the studio. He feels like an artist. And he's bringing in all these different themes. He says some of the songs will be kind of drill adjacent. Some of them will be kind of luxurious sounding. Some will have a Brazilian influence. Some funk, some zeros R&B. But we've got a new single from him right now with the rapper 21 Savage. It's called GBP. Let's start off with Skunk Anansie. An Artist Is An Artist. Coming for you here on CFRC. We'll be right back.
feel in the UK where I had an AK-47 with 100 rounds. Red carpet on my tracky and Air Max. They wanna play with a London style. We ain't got generational wealth, got a couple of mil for my unborn child. If I pay man £100,000, I can get man bum right in front of a crowd. That's GBP.
The price go up if it's USD. Better watch your words, I get you ends by the shit you tweet. I told little bro if it's personal, he better jump out and do it on feet.
You got something in common with scuba divers, why could the guys in deep? If it went to UK, we'd have had an AK gang outside with a samurai sword. Night tech fleece with an Air Force One. My ski mask on, but we don't snowboard. Go on a glide, leave your phone at home. What's wrong with these guys? They go and record. Sold a stroke, we was broke as hell. Well, until we broke the law. If I lived in Harlem, I would have been Mitch. Them man would have been like Ace and snitched. If it was Oakland, I would have been a pimp. If it was 1930 North Carolina, I would have been Frank with a mink. If the Ops got nominated for the Brits, would have went to the ceremony with sticks. And a G17 would have came with a switch. If it went to UK, we'd have had an AK-47 with 100. Browns. Red carpet on my tracky and Air Max. They wanna play with a London style. We ain't got generational wealth, got a couple of mil for my unborn child. If I pay man £100,000, I can get man bum right in front of a crowd. That's GBP.
The price go up if it's USD. 21. Better watch your words, I get you ends by the shit you tweet. I told little bro if it's personal, he better jump out and do it on feet.
21. You got something in common with scuba divers, why could the guys in deep?
Latex gloves, I'm on the drill, watch them fall, Jack and Jill. Up on the op, 7-0, Premier League, I'm in the field. Two things that you'll never see is me run from my op or a bitch in my wheel. Got day ones and I'm with them still, fighting demons, swallowing pills. I still wanna deal with Nike, I can't get caught on no rings, so I'm inside out in the shiesty. We go through the front though, cause they gon' tell when that back though, shit get spicy.
Rats.
Internet beef, if I catch you in traffic, the fuck you gon' do, nigga, type me.
Pussy.
I put this on God, I hit the bitch once, she already tryna be wifey. I'm from the street. And I got ops, I don't got time to go sightsee. Wake me up with head, put this in your purse and shut the fuck up if you like me. I fill up your closet with Birkins, buy you a wagon and make sure you icy.
Alright.
If it went to UK, we'd have had an AK-47 with 100 rounds. Red carpet on my tracky and Air Max. They wanna play with a London style. We ain't got generational wealth, got a couple of mil for my unborn child. If I pay man £100,000, I can get man bum right in front of a crowd.
Pussy.
That's GBP.
The price go up if it's USD.
21.
Better watch your words, I get you ends by the shit you tweet. I told little bro if it's personal, he better jump out and do it on feet.
21. You got something in common with scuba divers, why could the guys in deep?
Brand New Central C, the album's coming out this Friday on his debut album, Contrast Greatness. Will we wait to see how sort of 4 years of his music has led up to this moment? Like he says, you can't rush it. We also had a bit of Skunk Anansie, the really cool kind of hard rock metal band, been around for like 30 years now. And they're plodding on, they are moving on to new great music. They just put out a song called An Artist is an Artist. Moving on to other new music folks, the Newcastle band Pit Pony have announced their album. It's going to be called Dead Stars. That's coming out next month on the 7th of February. And they released a really driving, like, indie rock track on it called Vacancy. And it's sort of about, you know, social media and how people kind of get sucked into it all. Their singer Jackie Perver said of the song, it's about being dumbfounded by the modern world and social media. She says, my newsfeed is full of suggested videos, people telling me my life will be better if I buy some leggings or get the off-menu Starbucks drink. And she says, while I love an iced coffee as much as the next person, there's a whole culture of people kind of driving in nice cars, drinking coffee, sitting and making videos in car parks that I can't get my head around. It's like opening a black hole somewhere that we're all going to be swallowed into. A vacancy, as is the name of the song, like a Dorian Gray painting on a mass scale. She says, I want to derail it, to take things in a different direction, to make it messy. No more manicured photographs over a BMW steering wheel. We're going to be listening to that track again. It's called Vacancy. You can find the album Dead Stars coming out next month on pitponyband.bandcamp.com. I misspoke there. And then I've recently got into a brand new band who are from Belfast, making kind of post-punky, droning music. They've got a great name. They're called Makeshift Art Bar. And they've just released their debut EP called Lackluster Writing Makes Fundamental Reading. It's great stuff. It's like I've been hearing a lot of sort of experimental kind of droning post-punk music coming out of Roundabouts, Belfast, a couple of other bands, and generally in Ireland. I mean, the bands like Gurriers doing things really heavy, really droning, really kind of intense, Murder Capital have an album coming out soon as well. Friends of the show Enola Gay, also just really cool, kind of shoegazy, noisy rap, kind of mix of different genres, is very experimental. And I think bands like Makeshift Atba kind of come in that vein of things. And so we're going to listen to something from that EP, Lackluster Writing Makes Fundamental Reading. I'm picking a track called Birthday Party for us to listen to. And the third thing we're going to have on this set is a bit of Liana Flores, who is a London indie jazz musician, Brazilian-British musician, who released her debut album, Flower of the Soul, a little bit earlier in 2024. And then towards the end of the year, she released a sort of reprised version of that called Flower of the Soul, brackets, now full bloom. I added the now, it's just Flower of the Soul, bracket, full bloom. And if you like kind of singer-songwriters like Nick Drake, maybe, I think you'll really enjoy her music. I'm going to play us a song from that album called Orange Colored Day. You can find her at Liana Flores, LianaFlores.com. And that's the three songs that we're going to be listening to. If you're wondering about the wonderful music playing in the background, it's an Irish kind of jazz collective called Moondiver. And this is a song of theirs called Dominoes. They've been around for a little while. They're really cool, so check them out as well. Just figured I'd give you a little bit of extra music rather than just having like plain talking. But anyway, as that song's coming to an end, I'm going to go into a bit of Pit Pony, their song Vacancy, coming up for you right here in CFRC.
take your hands off your dick. A party, it's my birthday party. A party, it's my birthday party. A party, it's my birthday party. A party, 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 party,
and love you from sleep.
That was a bit of Liana Flores, folks. Welcome back to the Gilbert Road. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, best station in the world, if you will. I'm your host, Rue. Yellow Brick Road is on air right now, bringing you the best new British and Irish music. And we heard some of it on the last set. We heard a bit of Pit Pony from Newcastle, had a brand new song called Vacancy, and an album coming out just next month. It's going to be called Dream. Look, I have notes, and I also sort of do some of it right off the top of my head. It's going to be called Dead Stars. We also heard a bit of a band from Belfast called Makeshift Art Bar. Heard their song Birthday Party. Very kind of post-punk and, you know, really driving. Like, you could play that in the club. You could also mosh out to that at a gig. All possible. Possibilities are limitless. Some Liana Flores as well from her debut album, Flower of the Soul. It's really wonderful stuff. And I did chuckle at the idea of the whiplash that's going to happen when you go from Makeshift Art Bar to Liana Flores in one single sitting. But anyway, we're going to be listening to more great new music. We've got some music by an artist called Kapil Seshasayee, who is a British Tamilian artist who combines really thoughtful and like educational subjects with kind of fusion music. It's partly Carnatic music, sort of Indian music, classical music, as well as really solo-filled guitar rock music. I find his stuff really interesting, and he says that he's releasing tracks every 8 weeks this year, and this is the first of them. The song is called Educate, Agitate, Organize, and he says that the song was named for a slogan by the Indian freedom fighter B.R. Ambedkar, who was someone who advocated for the rights of Dalits, who were the sort of lower caste in pre-independence India, as in when he was alive. You can find all of Kapil Seshasayee's work at kapilseshasayee.bandcamp.com. And if you're worried that you're not really, you know, able to write down the links really quickly and all that stuff, hang on. If you want a clickable link, just 2 days after the show is live tonight, there's going to be a podcasted version of the show in which I sort of include the links to all the artists played here, Bandcamp links, so you can support them directly if you feel like you really enjoyed somebody's work. And those are all going to be in the description for the podcast. Just Google Yellow Brick Road and you'll probably find it. That should be out on Tuesday. I do try my best to do that. But you can find Kapil Seshasayee's Bandcamp page as well, and you'll find that track on there and everything that he's going to do coming up in the future. And from there, we're going to pivot once again really hard to a new track by an artist called Charlie, who spells their name C-H-A-R-L-I and then 5 E's. So the excitement is there, the enthusiasm is there. They make sort of hyper-pop music. They've said themselves that their music is sort of a mix of a bit of Prodigy maybe, but then also Block Party. So there's a bit of indie stuff in there. There's a bit of hardcore industrial stuff in there. But they say, if Prodigy and Block Party had a dog, I would be the food scraps that missed the dog bowl. But anyway, they're doing really well for themselves musically. They've just put out a new song called Know Me, along with the artist Phoebe Hall, the singer Phoebe Hall. You can find them sort of online on Instagram, all that. Just remember to spell Charlie with 5 E's at the end. And then we've got some new music from Mogwai. This is just one of kind of the singles they've been releasing. The album is going to be called The Bad Fire. That's coming out this Friday. It's their first one since 2021, As the Love Continues, which was, it was a whole big deal. Everybody was really kind of pleased to see them hit number one for the first time ever. That was their 10th studio album. And this is the follow-up, the 11th one. For those not in the know, if I wasn't very clear, Mogwai's last studio album back in 2021, As the Love Continues, was the first time that them, as a really post-rock, very experimental band with, you know, not really catchy, like, hooks or lyrics or whatever. I mean, they've hardly ever had lyrics in their songs. That was the first time that a band like them was able to hit number one on the UK album charts. And it was kind of like a chart battle, and there were a lot of kind of DIY indie supporting people who kind of put together this concerted effort to just be like, let's put Mogwai up on the charts, let's get this band to number one. 10 albums in, they really deserve it. And also people really love Mogwai. So that all happened. This new album, though, the 11th one, they say it's a cause for great celebration. The album's title, The Bad Fire, is working class Glaswegian, their hometown, term for hell. It reflects the difficult times that members of the band were going through. They worked with producer John Congleton, who's worked with artists like Sigur Rós, also a sort of post-punk, not post-punk, post-rock musician like them. You know, they've got very vast kind of sounds on the album. You know, they've said you're going to hear touches of maybe Daft Punk, maybe a bit of My Bloody Valentine. And this song that we're going to hear right now, which is called Fanzine Made of Flesh, which is an intense name. This sounds like a victory parade for a baby Yeti. Anyway, you'll find out the whole scope of the album on Friday. It's called The Bad Fire, coming out on the 24th of Jan. Head to mogwai.bandcamp.com to find it. And what else are we going to listen to? Let's start with Kapil Seshasayee. This is his song, Educate, Agitate, Organize. Coming for you here on CFRC. Welcome back to the Yellow Bridge Road, folks. A bit of Mogwai, surprisingly electronic-ish stuff for them. We're looking forward to the new album and how it's going to sound. And they did warn about this. They did say, to quote their sort of description up on their Bandcamp, that this album was going to sound, in some places, like Daft Punk being haunted by My Bloody Valentine. I can see bits of that. Also interesting to see kind of new Mogwai lyrics on their albums, because they do have a lot of instrumental stuff. I think almost more instrumental stuff than they do have stuff with words in them. But yeah, speaking of Mogwai instrumentals, I should say that the track that I was playing as my bed music last time was also a Mogwai song from Happy Songs for Happy People. Pretty sure it was Kids Will Be Skeletons that I was playing. But anyway, on the last set, we also heard some great new music from Kapil Seshasayee, kind of sort of fusion music, Indian Carnatic music, rock music, very cool stuff. We also heard some Charlie, spelt with five E's in it. There was a new song called Know Me, and the new Mogwai song. There's an artist who's put out an EP that I've been absolutely obsessed with over the last, I don't know, Midart, who does Alchemy on CFRC, introduced me to this song, and I've just not been able to look back since then. It's an artist called Joshua Idan, and he is sort of, he's from, I don't know where in the UK, but he's a British-born Nigerian artist, now based in Stockholm, and he's you know, done poetry for a really long time, been on some Mercury-nominated albums, and he's sort of a spoken word musician, kind of in that slightly experimental style of things, and he's just put out a cracking EP. It's called Mum Does the Washing. That's the EP, and that's the song that I want to play as, because it's just this kind of perfectly very clinical and very concise critique of a whole different, a whole, you know, world of systems. He runs through capitalism, communism, socialism, feudalism, colonialism, fascism, liberalism, libertarianism, religion, atheism, Zionism, Americanism, mansplaining, same-sex marriage, patriarchy, turfism, polling, Africanism, feminism, white feminism, male feminism, a really long one, egalitarianism, hip-hop, narcissism, and surrealism. I just think it's an absolutely fantastic EP. You can find his work at Joshua Idehen, IDEHEN.bandcamp.com. That's the song that I'm going to play us, play you. Play us. I'm listening to it as well. There are other really good songs on the EP as well, but this is just kind of the standout one to me. So do go listen to that. Following that, we're also going to be listening to some music by Billy Nomates, who is a really cool indie post-punk, I'd say, musician. Tor Marie's performs as Billy Nomates, and I think she's soundtracking a film. It's called Mary and the Hyenas, and you can find it at Billy Nomates, spelled B-I-L-L-Y, and O-M-A-T-E-S, bandcamp.com. I'm going to play us the song, How Do You Grow a Girl? And then we've got a debut single. It's very exciting stuff. There's a band from Manchester, indie rock band called Sane Face. This is their first single. It's called Green Screen. You can find them at Sane Face, S-A-N-E, face.bandcamp.com. And that's the music we're going to be listening to this set. So let's start off. I hope you're ready for this. Joshua Idehen, Mum Does the Washing. Coming up for you here on CFRC.
World, according to your mom, doing the washing. Capitalism, your mom does the washing, you pay her a dollar, you get her to do your mate's washing, your mate pays you $50. Communism, your mom does the washing, you do the washing, every night you salute a picture of your dad. Socialism, your mom does the washing, you do the cooking, everybody is happy. In theory, feudalism, your mom does the washing and pays you tax. colonialism. You barge into your mom's room, claim you discovered your mom's room, dump all your dirty clothes on the floor. Fascism. Your mom does the washing, and you are obsessed with her nose. Liberalism. You watch your mom do the washing and you feel really, really bad. Something must be done, you say. Something may or may not get done. Libertarianism. Your mom does the washing. You believe you did the washing. Religion. Your mom does the washing. You thank God. Atheism. Your mom does the washing. You make a 12-part YouTube video demanding peer-reviewed evidence that she did, in fact, do the washing. Zionism. You shoved your mom into the washing machine and the spinning made her dizzy and that dizziness made her vomit and you point to that vomit and call it anti-Semitism. Americanism. Your mom does the washing. It's in the Constitution. End of discussion. Mansplaining. Your mom does the washing. You tell her how best to do the washing. You have never done the washing. Same-sex marriage. Your moms do the washing. Patriarchy. Your mom doesn't exist. The washing is mysteriously done. Turfism. Your mom doesn't want your other mom doing the washing because of, like, genitals and stuff. Polling. There's a 70% chance you do the washing on Saturday night. Come Sunday morning, it was 100% done by your mom. Africanism. You go to Benny's house. Benny's mom does the washing. You ask your mom why she doesn't do the washing. You do not survive the night. Feminism. Your mom insists you grow up and do your own washing. White feminism. Your mom hired a woman of color to do the washing. Male feminism. That one time I did the washing, I told everybody I did the washing. I blogged about it, bragged about it, took a selfie, Insta story, went on TV, won an Oscar, went on Fortnite, did a dance. I am an ally. Hashtag me too. Egalitarianism. That one time you did the washing is proof it's all equal. No one needs feminism anymore. Hip hop. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. When I bring the basket, mama puts the washing in. Narcissism. You look good in the clothes your mom washed. Surrealism. The washing does your mom.
Down. stepped on something that went straight through my foot. Now I walk around in silence. If I could speak, then I would. You take one look at this mess I've made. You'd see the blood. I'd walk away. I won't be there before you say. Don't grab my.
Track from a new band called Sane Face from Manchester. That was their brand new debut single, Green Screen. Folks, how the time has flown. We've run through the hour. I was only here for an hour this week. I'll probably be back to the full 1.5 hours next week. I'm just sort of getting used to doing it all again. Although I thought today was really fun, really chilled out, and we listened to a lot of great tracks. But I'm going to leave us with one last song, not by a British or Irish musician, but for our friends, the Kingston band Sugar Pills, who've put out a song, Sugar Pill, which I'm a big, big fan of. And so just to give you a taste of what I'm listening to and what I'm enjoying right now, we can hear a bit of that. And then Weave is here with you for the next 2 hours today. So see you all next week, back live, which is so good to be. I'll see you all next week. Goodbye then.